All right, let me jump on into today's Right Side Way opening monologue, and I'll remind you guys, as always, that Stan McDonald is the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way. Stan McDonald, practicing attorney at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee in Huntsville, and longtime conservative. He is indeed the sponsor of the Right Side Way, and I'll tell you more about Stan in just a minute. So let me start by just reminding y'all that, in case you didn't see it, just a couple of days ago, President Trump awarded Charlie Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And it was awarded posthumously, obviously, but it was also so well-deserved. You see, Charlie Kirk, he stood for freedom. And I'm talking spiritually, politically, and culturally. And he was a difference maker. He was a leader, he was an innovator, and he was an agent of positive change. The Presidential Medal of Freedom is actually the highest award able to be bestowed on a civilian in our nation. It's the unilateral decision of the president himself as to who gets it. It's a big deal. And there have been several others that have received it over the years that I really respect. People like Ronald Reagan, Rush Limbaugh, Neil Armstrong, Jesse Owens, Norman Rockwell, just to name a few. And since it's a president's choice, then you can imagine that Democrats and Republicans give it to some that one side or the other might not care for. But there's times, too, when someone receives it, nobody can argue. People like Martin Luther King or Joe DiMaggio or Mother Teresa or Billy Graham. But there was another one that I want to focus on for a minute. I loved his work. He was a master storyteller. He had a voice that was very recognizable. Something about his voice also made any word he said somehow sound more meaningful. But he also said words that would have been meaningful no matter what, really, because of their intent and because of what was behind them. And that man, who was also a Presidential Medal of Freedom Award winner, was the late, great Paul Harvey. Now, commentator Paul Harvey, he had an amazing way with words. But it was also his voice. Like I said, something about his ability to deliver his thoughts and opinions with a resonating voice that sounded like the everyman and a leader all at the same time. And he had some great moments in time when he grabbed a singular issue and he painted it with words in such a way that it crystallized the topic and made it suddenly seem like one of the most interesting or dynamic or absolutely important things the listener had ever heard of. He'd often told stories when he made his points. And he rarely spoke more than about 10 minutes. He often ended his time by saying, "And now you know the rest of the story." And he knew that he'd been given a platform, and so he did not waste his time. For nearly 60 years, Paul Harvey was carried on over 1,200 radio stations and 400 American Forces Network stations and featured in over 300 newspapers, and he reached as many as 24 million people a day. He died in the year 2009 at the age of 91, but he was broadcasting up until almost the end. And 1 year before he died, President George W. Bush awarded him the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And he had some amazing moments on the air, many of which are forgotten, but some of his messages and monologues have actually transcended time, like a couple of them that are super famous. The one was called "If I Were the Devil," or another one called "God Made a Farmer." But in 1968, Paul Harvey gave a moment to us that served as a warning, as a prediction of what would happen if we did not learn from history. And it was spot on. Maybe more so as we watch today's headlines. It was a monologue that Paul Harvey called, "We Were Warned, Freedom to Chains." So in just 9 minutes, Harvey unfolded an immense warning to people of America about the fate of our nation if we allowed socialism and progressivism to take root in our government and our society. And in Paul Harvey's words, he described the great nations of history who had faded away not because they were defeated on the field of battle, but because they allowed themselves to decay from within. You can watch the headlines today and you can read the script or listen to the archived recording of Paul Harvey talking about the very idea of allowing our freedoms to be bound up in chains of self-absorption or socialism or collectivism. You can actually look around. You can see it happening. What Paul Harvey said in 1968 creates the verbal imagery of what we see right now in the year 2025. So let me read you a few key portions and see if this doesn't strike a chord with you. At one point he said, "Ours is not the first good government to arise on the world stage. There have been several, Rome and Spain and Greece and China and others, and each enjoyed about 150 years at its zenith, and that's just about our time in the New World, and then each decayed away. And not one of them was ever destroyed by anybody else's marching legions. Each one of them rotted away morally, socially, culturally, economically, simultaneously." He said, "You know, one of the most cruel paradoxes of history is this. Because each was a good government, it bore bountiful fruit. And when it bore bountiful fruit, the people got fat. And when they got fat, they got lazy. And when they got lazy, they began to absolve themselves of personal responsibility. and turn over to the government to do for them things which they traditionally have been doing for themselves. All right, me talking again. You can see that right now, can't you? That's Paul Harvey saying back in 1968 what we've been saying on this show now for the last several years. That phrase, strong men create good times and good times create weak men, and weak men create hard times and then hard times create good men. Well, there's a bounty we have here. We do. We have so much. And too often we have a society, though, that comes to expect so much that they forget to create more. Y'all, we can only consume to a point, at which point we begin to eat away at ourselves. In that same monologue, Paul Harvey also went on to say this. He said, at first there appears to be nothing wrong with asking your government to perform some extra service for you. But if you ask government for extra services, then government, in order to perform its increasing functions, has to get bigger. And as government gets bigger, in order to support its increasing size, it has to tax the individual more. And so the individual gets littler. And to collect the increased taxes requires more tax collectors, and so the government gets bigger. And in order to pay the additional tax collectors, it has to tax the individual more. So the government gets bigger and the individual gets littler. And the government gets bigger and the individual gets littler. Until the government is all-powerful and the individual is hardly anything at all. And the government then is all-powerful and the people are just cattle. All right, me talking again. We can see that right now, can't we? We can see it in local, state, and federal government. Democrats and socialists are still propping up and proposing some of the largest tax increases in U.S. history. Why? Because they need more money to feed the insatiable appetite of government. And it happens right here at home. In the Republican-controlled Alabama House of Representatives just a couple of years ago, a bill was debated to consider raising the online sales tax. Why? I mean, we're operating our state government right now at a massive surplus. Why would they need more? Well, I guess when government has a role, it's largely the consumer of private production, and if government wants to do more, then like Paul Harvey said, government, regardless of whether it has a surplus now, still goes after more, demanding your surplusage so they can have its own surplusage. And I would be suggesting to you that we be mindful of any government that demands surplusage but never seems to have a tax relief plan to go along with it. So if we are indeed cattle, like Paul Harvey said, well, keep in mind, cattle are used for one thing. They are used to support the appetites of those who claim to own the cattle. But in his classic Paul Harvey style, he didn't leave it on a depressing note. He didn't. He reminded us who we are. He reminded us that there is still time to correct the course. He warned us that we will get what we deserve if we don't make some changes and remember those who went before us to build the greatness of America. And he said this in his closing. He said, when the early American pioneer first turned his eyes toward the West, there were only Indian trails, or traces as they were called, and for him to follow on through the wilderness. Well, sir, when that early pioneer turned his eyes toward the West, he didn't demand that somebody else look after him. He didn't demand a free education. He didn't demand a guaranteed rocking chair at the evening. He didn't demand that somebody else take care of him if he got old or got ill. There was an old-fashioned philosophy in those days that a man was supposed to provide for his own and for his own future. And he didn't demand a maximum amount of money for a minimum amount of work. Nor did he expect pay for no work at all. Paul Harvey went on to say, come to think of it, a man in those days didn't demand anything. That hard-handed pioneer just looked out there at the rolling plains stretching away to the tall green mountains, and then he lifted his eyes up to the blue skies and he said, thank you, God, now I can take it from here. Well, that spirit's not dead in our country, Harvey said. It's dormant. It's been discredited in some circles. It's been driven underground, but it isn't dead. And me talking again, I agree with Paul Harvey. There's a reason why he was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, because he preached freedom. And we have to correct course. We cannot become fat and idle. We need to look at our history and become more determined than ever not to allow ourselves as a people, as a nation, as a culture, to just merely slip away because we were content to be content. We can still fix this. By the grace of God, the will of strong people who are intent on building good times. And I'm thankful for the current administration that is restoring us to an era of common sense and a golden age of America, we've been calling it. Because if we don't go down that road, if we don't fix these things, then we will just be another byline in human history instead of being the ones who actually make the history. And like the great Paul Harvey once said, we will get what we deserve. And now you know the rest of the story. So take the chains off our freedom, is what I say. Act like America. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way.